name is Tess Burke, and I'm speaking to you today, January 11th, 2014, from St. John's, Newfoundland. Today I'm discussing online identity, and particularly using my experience to explore how identities are shaped and evolve online, and how literacy develops, in particular online. To begin the exercise, I Googled my name and found that much of my presence is related to my professional life as a communications manager. There is some indication that I'm a bit of a runner and a sailor and that I love to cook. I maintain current profiles in spaces such as LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter. But overall, my presence online is minimal. I have used many tools, however, over the years to collaborate and communicate online, and this is usually related to my academic learning. I've tended to compartmentalize my communities online and use the technology to adapt to the community I'm seeking out. I began designing websites in 2001 and have created several over the past decade, but always for other people. I've never done one for myself. They incorporated things like hyperlinks, video, audio, slideshows, and photos. But Learning Code was probably one of the most useful tools for me to help me understand technology and the internet. Today I use Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram mainly to maintain relationships and seek out content. I do not develop much online these days. In 2007, I joined Facebook, and it was mainly to connect myself with people either living far away or in my immediate circle. And it's much the same today. I stay connected with people whom I've known in the past, having lived throughout Canada for over 20 years. And I have a small following, and I only friend people with whom I have an ongoing relationship. So Facebook is my main way to communicate with friends in an online digital community. I began using Twitter in 2010, and Twitter I tend to use more as a research tool and a way to learn what's happening online and elsewhere. And it allows me to access information, and it keeps me informed of changes online. And it also allows me to gather information in a timely manner. I tend to use Instagram mainly through my Twitter feed as well, as I'm a bit of a photo junkie. So much of my life is presented through photos online. I have blogged in the past, but it's always been for academic classes, and even though I am a follower of many bloggers, I've never maintained one myself. I've always wanted to, but for some reason I've never started one. I first blogged in 2010 for a class at Ryerson, but I didn't maintain that blog. However, I do follow and read many blogs online, and some of them I would almost consider friends. I comment often on their blogs, and it's interesting because most of them have crossed over to Facebook and Twitter, and that has converged my online profile in some ways. And there are various tools such as Skype, which I began to use around 2005, and that helped me to communicate with friends and family real-time all over the world in a cheap way, and it was very revolutionary to me. Other tools such as Wiki, Prezi, or Google Docs have been the most useful academically and have helped me become more literate in the digital world. The program we use at U of A, Moodle, is a great example of convergence. So overall, I would say my literacy has grown, and I hope to continue to grow and evolve in the digital world. It's either that or get left behind.